A few hundred members of motorcycle clubs from the Houston region gather at the Hog Stop restaurant and bar. Although Houston police had said they would monitor the situation closely, there's no sign of police anywhere near the site, and all is peaceful. This is the norm for such meetings, according to attorney Joey Lester.
We have had 8,000 or 9,000 of them over the last 30 years. We've never had any problems, even little problems, between the clubs at any of these meetings. That thing in Waco was an aberration.
Lester, who represents biker clubs on a national scale, says a thorough investigation is needed, but he says it appears police overreacted when they arrested 170 people on the scene for criminal conspiracy.
Are you supposed to have evidence against each person of that particular thing to bring a charge like that against them? So what they did, what the law enforcement did there, was a travesty of justice, in my opinion.
Some legal experts say police were justified in making mass arrests, given the chaotic situation at the time, and many of those arrested have now been released on bond. Police spokesmen say officers fired 12 shots during the incident, but they have not yet produced a detailed account. At the meeting in Houston and a large rally held in Austin over the weekend, there was no evidence of animosity between rival clubs. Tracy White of the FAM Club says biker clubs are open and diverse.
We don't go by your race. We don't go by your age. None of that matters. Everything is transparent. Love is love.
Another person we don't pay.
The meetings follow strict rules and are carried out in orderly fashion. Prayer is also on the agenda, sometimes led by preachers like Reverend Rocky Summerfield.
Some of these guys, they don't feel comfortable with a church setting. So this is our mission field.
While Dillo's club member Slick works at a bank during the week, dressed more conventionally.
Wearing a coat and tie, yeah, and on the weekends I like to put my jeans on and my jacket and my vest and ride my Harley. There's lawyers and doctors and bankers and, you know, blue-collar workers, just a wide variety of people, and all come together under the banner of motorcycle enthusiasts.
Some of the bikers are members of clubs with a rough reputation, like the Bandidos, but almost everyone dresses in black leather and might look menacing to an outsider. Yet most members are law-abiding, patriotic citizens and taxpayers, according to Reverend Summerfield.
No different than a ladies' tennis club. You know, they have an interest in playing tennis and whatever. We just have a big interest in camaraderie, riding motorcycles.
Motorcycles, friendship, and a good dose of outlaw spirit are what bikers say bind them together in clubs. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.